нет переводчика.
Его святейшество Бхакти Чайтанья Махарадж. Бхакти Чайтанья с вами, Махарадж.
Первый раз мы вместе.
Have you been here before?
Monogarats.
Yes,
a bill.
С 2001 года каждый год.
Oh, just at the Nazar.
From 2001.
Right. Okay. Каждый год. Every year I come.
Каждый год с 2001 года я приезжаю.
So this must be 10th time.
И в этот раз, получается, 10-й раз я приезжаю.
How do you like Murans and this...
I think Murmansk is very nice. Many intelligent, thoughtful people, and our devotees, our society here, is not big, but it's very warm and very friendly. So I'm happy here. Понимаете, да? Do you need him to translate it?
Maybe to help sometimes.
Okay.
And tell me please about your life, your way, and they said that, you know, Beatles.
Oh.
I understand that it's maybe not very important for Beatles.
Okay. Yeah, well, look. I became involved in Krishna consciousness in 1972. I was a student in university in New Zealand, and Prabhupada, our spiritual master, he came to the university and he gave a lecture, and I was there for that. And I was already interested in that sort of thing because, well, it was very popular in the hippie days, you know. And also because the Beatles, who were very, very, you know, they were superstars, they were also into it, particularly George Harrison. So... you know, all the young people knew that. And so all the young people generally had some interest. So then I went to, later that year, that was April 72. Later that year I went to Australia. And some of my friends there had become devotees, Hare Krishna devotees. So there was some more contact then. And then at the end of the year 72, I went to England and I visited the temple in London. And a cousin of mine was in charge of the temple, temple president, we say. So he invited me to stay, and I stayed. And since then, well, I was in England till 1980. Then I went to South Africa. I'm based in South Africa now. But I travel a lot. Just yesterday I came from Lithuania. Как сказать? Литва, is it?
Литва.
Yeah. And... you know, then we'll go to St. Petersburg, Arkhangelsk, Syktyvkar, then I'm going to Novosibirsk on the 13th I'll go to Novosibirsk. Then I'll go to Krasnoyarsk, Irkutsk, Angarsk, Baranowal. Then on the 31st I'll go back to South Africa and stay there for, 4 weeks in South Africa. So I am moving around a lot. And yes, I met George Harrison personally. I did not know him well, In fact, it was mainly just one time I went to his house outside London in a place called, it's a village called Henley-on-Thames. It is about a maybe 45-minute drive outside London to the west. And I went there with another devotee who was close to him, who had known him for many years. That was 79. And yes, we stayed there for a few hours and discussed many things. George was very interested in motor cars. And when I was a student, I had worked as a journalist with newspapers. And I used to road test motor cars, all sorts of motor cars. So we talked about motor cars. And we talked about Hare Krishna, and he told us how he really became convinced about Hare Krishna was that he and John Lennon, they were on a boat cruise on the Mediterranean. And they had been to India even a couple of times before and had some experience with yoga meditation, so they knew about Hare Krishna. So then they woke up one day on the boat and somehow they just started chanting Hare Krishna, and it was about 7 in the morning. And they chanted all day. Time for lunch came. They didn't stop. They didn't want to stop. Then time for evening meal came. People came and told them, you know, you must come and eat. They didn't stop. They were just so much into it. And they sang Hare Krishna all night till 5 in the morning, 22 hours. Without stopping. And George said that was the experience which really convinced him that this is something higher and something spiritual and something very nice. So that was, sure, it was probably, I think it was 1968 that happened. Yeah, and he told us that it was in 1979. So I asked George, what would it have been like if you had sung a Beatles song for 22 hours? In fact, I mentioned a particular song, very famous many years ago. I Want to Hold Your Hand. Sleeshily. Anyway, it was very, very, very popular. So I asked him, what would it have been like if you sang I Want to Hold Your Hand for 22 hours? And George laughed, and he said, and he thought for a second or a couple of seconds. He laughed, he said, well, I think it would have been A Hard Day's Night. That's another famous song. It would have been very difficult, in other words. But because it was spiritual, it was possible, and it was nice. It was very, he said it was a very amazing experience, and it really convinced him. So anyway, that, you know, that was my contact. Well, you know, George Harrison particularly would come and visit our temples in London once or twice or three times in a year. You know, so he was sort of involved to some degree, and he liked it very, very much, very, very much. And, you know, otherwise about myself, I am in what is called the sannyas order of life. They can spell it for you. Sannyas. Sannyas. Which means, in English, it means the renounced order. Renounced. And it means no family contacts. It's mainly just for older people. So no family contacts. And simply engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness and speaking and helping people, giving guidance in spiritual life like that. So therefore, sure, I go all over.
I think that's enough. Thank
you. Is it? Okay. Spasibo vam balshaya. Well, you're the first interviewer who has spoken English. All the others, I mean, over the years, I've had many people come every year to interview me from radio, was it? Rancho Bill? And also, I think, newspaper, journal, Bill? Yeah, and television, right. Ani near Gavarili Pangliski. But you did, so well done. Hare Krishna. Okay, nice to meet you. All the best. Hare Krishna. Somewhere.